Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening,
so our Lord is reminding his apostles about the need to remain in his love and to love as he has loved, as he commands them to love. And he loves, as he says, the way the Father loves him. So love, 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 love. There's a lot of love in the gospel today. And we know, of course, the nature of that love. This is the Father's love. This is the Son's love. This is how we are called to love. And John puts it very succinctly in his letter in the second reading. He says, the Son was sent as expiation for our sins. It's a nice word we don't really use so much anymore in the English language, but expiation is basically the cost of, to pay for the debt that you owed. The debt we owe because of sin, Christ was sent to pay that, and that's how he loved us, by paying our debts. Now, they weren't his debts. He wasn't at fault for taking out a loan he couldn't afford to pay back. They're merely our debts, but the nature of love is such that you're willing to die to yourself in order to benefit the one that you love, the other. That's the cross, right? It's expiation for our sins. That's why every time we go to confession, we can receive forgiveness, because the debt has been paid. Jesus, in a sense, has this spiritual sum of money, and you come to confession with your sins, and he says, okay, here you go, paying them all back to the Father now for you. And then you walk out of there clean, free from sin again. Obviously, that's not a perfect analogy, but in a sense, that's what our Lord is doing. And so this is the heart of the Christian message. Jesus says, as I have saved you in this way, as I have loved you in this way, you must then in turn love your neighbor in this way. And so it's the test of faith. You are my friends, he says, if you do what I command you, if you love as I have loved you. If you love as the Father loves me, willing to give his life, empty himself for me. And this is the number one struggle that we have, isn't it? It's constantly a struggle for us, because what happens is we have an economical mind. Economics says you need to know the net worth of things and make sure and never pay more than you have to. And so we do this with ourselves, we do this with our relationships. We say, well, I just can't give more than this. This is all I have to give. And that may be true in regards to human weakness. You may be so weak that you literally have nothing left to give. But the Lord still says, that's fine, then give everything you have. And you're like, well, wait a minute, Lord. You know, I mean, I have to keep something back for myself, don't I? But the model that we have, that we're celebrating joyfully during this Easter season, is that, no, in love, you hold nothing back. That doesn't mean you give to everybody in every situation. There are many times in which people don't have real needs and they still want from you. They want to take from you. Well, don't give to them. That's not appropriate. Even Jesus resists. But when you recognize a true need that someone has, spiritual, physical, or otherwise, you give. And if you're ever uncertain whether you should give in a situation or not, presume that you should. It's always better to err on the side of being generous with love than to mistakenly be wrong and not loved when you should have. It's not like God is going to punish you because, well, you loved and you didn't know, but you shouldn't have in that situation. When you love in this way, when you are willing to be expiation for the failings and weaknesses, the faults of another, it's going to leave you empty. If you empty yourself for them, de facto, you have nothing left for yourself. This is where our Lord promises us that if we do it for him, for his sake, imitating his example, offering it back to him in union with his cross, then he promises to fill us with his presence. And that's what he means when he says, as I remain in you. And so it's conditional. Our Lord's love is conditional on the fact that he will remain in us. He will fill us with himself if We fill those around us with the same offering. And so when you're struggling in your life, when you realize, I just feel empty, I feel like the Lord isn't really working, I feel like my relationship with the Lord is weak, ask the Lord for an opportunity to sacrifice for somebody else, even though that may seem like the last thing you want to do because you're struggling. But that's the perfect thing to do. Because that very sacrifice requires our Lord then to fulfill his end of the bargain. When I was in seminary, there was an older seminarian, a guy I knew, who I really didn't like. I can't even tell you why. I just could not stand this guy. Even being in the room irritated me. And obviously this is not a very loving and Christian attitude, especially as a seminarian, and so I didn't know what to do about it. And for a good year, this went on. I would just do my best to avoid him. And I knew the Holy Spirit kept telling me, look, this is, you got to fix this. You got to do something. But I didn't know what to do. So one day, obviously, during Holy Hour, inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I asked the Blessed Mother, because, again, I didn't like him, so I certainly didn't want to do anything nice for him. But I asked the Blessed Mother, I said, Blessed Mother, find for me an opportunity to show him an act of selfless love. Now, understand, I went out of my way to avoid this guy. So, this was an impressive prayer in the moment. Clearly the Holy Spirit guiding me. And I'd say within a week, I was going to lunch one day, minding my own business. And I see him carrying boxes out to his car from like some storage room. And immediately, this voice in my head says, go help him. That's the last thing I wanted. I was like, nope, I asked for this. I'm going to go do it. So I grit my teeth, and I walked over there, and I said, hey, do you need any help? You know? And he was like, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much. And he was very gracious, and I helped him. You know, it was like 15 minutes. It really wasn't a big deal. It wasn't hard work. But I just helped him do this. Load some stuff into his car, pack it up, shook hands afterwards, and he was like, David, thank you very much. I really appreciate the help. I said, no problem, and I went on my way to lunch. And that's all it took to cure my heart. After that, I've never had a problem with him, and I still know him to this day. It just took a sacrifice, an act of love for him, out of which I got nothing, and then the Lord fixed my heart. The Lord filled me up with his love. And so it's true, not just in a small way like that, but even in the larger ways. You need to practice this in your family. When you find yourself struggling, especially with that sibling, every child who has brothers and sisters, usually there's that one at least that they struggle with the most. Say a similar prayer. Ask the Blessed Mother, ask the Lord, give me an opportunity to show them some sacrifice of love. Spouses, you need to do this regularly with each other, especially when you're in tense situations, when you're not getting along. Find an opportunity. Ask for one, and it will be given you. And you'll find in that moment, when you sacrifice yourself, when you make a gift of yourself in whatever way, then the Lord steps in and fills you with his presence, with his love, and everything becomes easy afterward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.